LifePoint, and welcome back to the DriveCast. In case we haven't met, I'm Ben Miller, the Campus Life Pastor at our Marion campus. So glad you're listening in today. Throughout this series, we've been talking about the book of James, and this week's devotion takes us right into the heart of it, James 2, 18 and 19. It's a passage that reminds us that faith isn't just a concept we agree with, it's a conviction that moves us to act. Let's read our passage together, James 2, 18 and 19. But someone will say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." James is drawing a line in the sand between two Greek words, between pisteuo and pistis. In Greek, the word pisteuo means to believe, to acknowledge, to agree with something as a fact. So when James says, "Even the demons believe," it's that kind of belief, the belief that God exists. They acknowledge him, they even tremble at his power, but that's not faith. That's just acknowledging a fact that they know to be true. They've seen God. They know he's there. They know he exists. But faith, the kind that James is calling us to, uses the Greek word pistis. This is different. It means to trust something as true. It's a conviction that reshapes how we live. It's surrender that leads to movement. It's real faith, the kind of faith that puts words into action. Imagine you're looking at a bridge. Belief acknowledges that the bridge exists, acknowledges that it appears sound and probably would hold our weight. That's belief. But faith is so much more. It's stepping out onto the bridge, trusting it will hold you, walking across it all of the way to the other side, step by step. Demons believe, but they don't have faith. Concerning their faith in the good works of Jesus Christ on the cross, they are dead in their faith. See, they've seen. Most of them witnessed his death. They've been around, and yet they don't understand. They don't feel compassion. They don't hurt for the needs of others. They do not have the heart of Christ beating within them. What they do have is fear. They fear the power of God. They work hard to discourage, to build hate and division, to spread lies, and most importantly, to immobilize true believers in Christ from doing things to make a difference. And that's exactly the point of the book of James. In our faith in Jesus, it should lead us to live like Jesus. It's a call to action. It's not a call to sit on our hands. It's a call to do something. Church, the stakes are high. There's a world in need of a Savior right now. If we stand idly by and just talk, just send out empty words, just wish people well, nothing gets done. We can't just stand there looking at the problems of the world. We need to do something. We need to make a difference. We need to live out our faith. We need to place our faith, our real faith, our trust, and our obedience into the God of all creation. We need action. So what would it look like to trust today, not just to believe? Well, for you, maybe that's making a hard decision of faith that God's been nudging you towards. Maybe it's forgiving someone. Maybe it's serving in a way that stretches your comfort zone. Maybe it's giving when it feels inconvenient. Or helping someone in need, or sticking up for somebody who's being oppressed or manipulated. Whatever it is, remember, mental belief isn't equal to faith. Faith is belief that moves our feet. Would you pray with me? God, thank you for teaching us that faith is action. It's not just simple belief or acknowledging you exist. It's obedience. It's trust. It's handing over the control of our lives and being your hands and feet. I pray for each one listening to this today. May you give them the boldness to live out their faith, not worrying about the earthly cost of that, but thinking in terms of eternal gains for the cause of Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.